Welcome to the Neurology in 1000 Questions. The chapter contains about 150 questions, and all are about epilepsy and seizures. Now, we dive into the pharmacology of anti-epileptic drugs, specifically their mechanisms of action. Can you describe mechanisms of action across common AEDs?
Anti-epileptic drugs work through several primary pathways. Some enhance GABAergic inhibition, like valproate, barbiturates, benzodiazepines, and gabapentin. Others target sodium channels, think phenytoin, carbamazepine, and lamotrigine. Ethosuximide specifically targets T-type calcium channels, which is why it's a classic for absence seizures. We also see NMDA antagonism with drugs like felbamate, while some medications, like topiramate, utilize multiple mechanisms simultaneously.
Which AEDs enhance GABAergic inhibition?
The main ones that boost GABA-mediated inhibition are valproate, barbiturates, benzodiazepines, and gabapentin.
Which AEDs act on sodium channels?
Phenytoin, carbamazepine, and lamotrigine are the primary medications that target those sodium channels.
Which AED targets T-type calcium channels?
That would be ethosuximide, which is the classic treatment for absence seizures.
How do benzodiazepines and barbiturates differ at the GABA-A receptor?
It comes down to how they influence the chloride channel. Barbiturates actually prolong the duration that the channel stays open, whereas benzodiazepines increase the frequency of how often it opens.
What is cenobamate?
Cenobamate is one of our newer anti-seizure medications. It's quite effective for refractory seizures and works by modulating both sodium channels and GABA.
Now we explore the complexities of drug interactions and metabolism within epilepsy management. Which anti-epileptic medications decrease oral contraceptive levels?
Several medications can lower the levels of oral contraceptives by inducing the hepatic cytochrome P450 system. These include carbamazepine, phenytoin, barbiturates like phenobarbiturate, and topiramate.
Which AEDs reduce the efficacy of oral contraceptives?
The big culprits are the cytochrome P450 inducers, specifically phenytoin and carbamazepine. They can increase the risk of contraceptive failure by about fivefold. If a patient is on these, it's often recommended to consider estrogen formulations that are at least 35 micrograms.
Which anti-tuberculous medication affects anti-epileptic drug levels?
That would be isoniazid, or INH. It acts as a hepatic enzyme inhibitor, which can lead to increased levels of anti-epileptics like fosphenytoin and carbamazepine.
Why does isoniazid affect AED levels?
Because INH inhibits those hepatic enzymes, it essentially slows down how quickly the body can clear anti-epileptic drugs. Valproic acid is another enzyme inhibitor you have to watch out for. Because of this, you need to monitor drug levels very closely when a patient is taking INH.